The amendment allows cops conducting traffic stops to check if a motorist has a permit for a concealed weapon. It's a change requested and written into the bill by the Wisconsin Troopers Association. The group's executive director, Casey Perry, says the amendment is like no other he knows of in the 46 states which allow concealed carry.
I see this as being something that other states are going to latch on to.
The Wisconsin Troopers Association initially opposed concealed carry legislation. Officers were concerned they might face unknown danger. Under the change, they would still be able to draw a weapon if there's probable cause of a crime. However, officers would face a misdemeanor if they reveal permit status to the public or target permit holders for no reason. One of the bill's authors, Waterford Republican Scott Gunderson, says the amendment prevents permit holders from being picked on by police.
We are not expecting anyone to draw down and order someone out of the car and on the ground.
There are several law enforcement groups that still oppose concealed carry or are on the fence, and a number of lawmakers still aren't convinced Wisconsin should change its 130-year ban on hidden weapons. The bill's co-sponsor, Eau Claire Republican Dave Zien, hopes the amendment will change minds.
We're hoping and thinking and praying that it's going to make this bill veto-proof.
The Wisconsin anti-violence effort is trying to convince like-minded lawmakers to hold the ground against concealed carry, Executive Director Jerry Bonavia.
What we've seen in other states is that when these so-called safety measure amendments have been added, they're very, very temporary, and the gun lobby comes back usually within a year to start chipping away at them, removing all of the safety measures.
Concealed carry was defeated last session by just one vote when lawmakers failed to override Governor Jim Doyle's veto. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.